The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing well today. Great to have you with us. Wow. What a crazy weekend across America. The southern states, the Midwest, you people listening to us in Arkansas and Kentucky, Illinois, Tennessee, and Missouri, dealing with just unbelievable devastation. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Southern Command, I can tell you that all of us just lurched out of bed. And I know Grace Baker, the sirens went off in the dark of night, and I have never, you know, we were just coming, actually, Friday night when the tornadoes were beginning to form, we were just coming out of the big Bellevue Baptist Church singing Christmas tree presentation. They had about 5,000 or 6,000 people there. You walk outside, and it's just the wind nearly shoved you back inside the building.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tornado sirens started sounding.
Yes, so... Where I was at, they sounded off about midnight. It woke me up from my sleep.
I have never heard the sirens at night before, and they literally blow you out of bed.
Oh, yeah, and then your phone's going off, too, so it's like a double whammy, which, I mean, is a good thing, because if there is a tornado nearby, I don't want to sleep through it,
because
obviously.
We live, what, about 2 miles, 3 miles apart. Did you guys lose power?
No, we didn't.
We lost. Really, yeah, I lost power.
Wow.
I was running around. I had the flashlight. And then tried to make it down to the radio station to make sure everything was still standing. So,
So
we really were blessed, because all of the bad, really bad stuff went north of us. And still, there were like well over 100, 150,000 people without power.
Yeah.
In the Memphis area.
Gosh, it was bad. But no, we didn't get it nearly as bad as those other areas.
Just terrible. The devastation, and folks, we have lots of videos, lots of drone footage from the storms there on ToddStarnes.com, and including some really moving video. There was a fella, his wife and kids, everybody survived, but their home was destroyed. The walls were still up, but they lost the roof, and you know, isn't it strange with these tornadoes where you could have the entire place destroyed and then all the furniture is still standing, and the plates and the bookshelves, everything is just there. Nothing is out of place. Well, the family piano survived the tornado, and it was missing a few keys, and there was water damage. But the owner, Mr. Bays, I believe is his name, sat down at the piano bench and began playing this beautiful melody. It's an old Bill Gaither song, for those of you who are gospel music fans. The name of the song, There's Something About That Name. And we've got that video up on our website, incredibly moving. But just a reminder that in the midst of great, great tragedy, that God is still there. And I think a lot of people need to hear that message. And there is so much goodwill being poured into the Midwest and the southern states. As a matter of fact, Franklin Graham, our good friend, Samaritan's Purse, already activated, and they have lots of people already there helping. Some guy just shows up he's got a pickup truck, got the grill that he's hauling around on the trailer, and just started cooking food there in Mayfield, Kentucky, where the entire town got obliterated. So Folks, be careful where you send your donations. We believe in supporting Samaritan's Purse. They're a great organization. We'll post a link to their website on ours in the live show blog, so you'll be able to have access to that. The great thing about Samaritan's Purse, an overwhelming amount of the money just goes right to disaster relief. So we hope that you give those folks a helping hand. And also pray. Pray for the people there, especially in Kentucky, where so many people have lost their lives. And I will say this, and as a journalist, you know, we were up into the wee hours writing and reporting and posting videos. But what really aggravated me, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but the Weather Channel, the whole point of the Weather Channel is to be there in the event there is bad weather. That's it. Nobody else watches the Weather Channel any other time except when there is bad weather. Now, a lot of local stations were knocked off the air, and you turn on the cable TV to find out what the heck is going on. This is the worst tornado outbreak for a generation at least. And they were airing reruns. Nobody was doing live weather coverage at the Weather Channel. Unbelievable. People, they were getting read the riot act on Twitter. People were really aggravated and angry about that. By the way, Joe Biden, we need to talk about this. Joe Biden got up and he wanted to offer his condolences to the good people of the Midwest. Apparently, Joe Biden thinks a hurricane struck Arkansas and Kentucky.
Of the fate of their loved ones and the debris that you see scattered all over the hurricane's path. They lost their homes, they lost their businesses, and it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And we still don't know how many lives are lost or the full extent of the damage.
Okay, it's a tornado, Mr. President, a tornado. Not a hurricane, a tornado, sir. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Hillary Clinton on Sunday, NBC's Sunday show with Willie Geist, he sat down and for an entire hour, he interviewed Mrs. Bill Clinton. This was a powder puff interview. We're not even talking about softball questions. It's like he gave her the ball and the bat and allowed her to guide this conversation. And Hillary Clinton is claiming that President Trump and his ilk, and that would be us, we're the ilk. We used to be the basket of deplorables. Now we're just ilk. That Hillary Clinton says that a demagogue has taken over the Republican Party.
And sadly, the Republican Party has gone along with him. And for the life of me, people who I knew that I served with, who fall in line on the outrageous accusations they make, whether it's against Dr. Tony Fauci or pretending that what happened on January 6th wasn't an insurrection, honestly, they have hung their spines up on the wall as they walk into their offices. They have no conscience. They have no spine. And we are seeing the results of a party that has been taken over by a demagogue.
And she goes on. Let's listen to cut number 9, please.
If I were a betting person right now, I'd say Trump is going to run again. I mean, he seems to be setting himself up to do that. And if he's not held accountable, then he gets to do it again. I think that could be the end of our democracy, not to be too, you know, pointed about it. But I want people to understand that this is a make or break point. If he were, or someone of his ilk, were once again to be elected president, and if especially he had a Congress that would do his bidding, you will not recognize our country.
So given everything you've just described, do you ever have moments of responsibility or even guilt about what's happened?
Of course, because I tried to warn people. I tried to make the case that this was really dangerous. The people he was allied with, what they were saying, what he might do. And I do think but for Jim Comey and the stunt he pulled 10 days before the election, I would have won. I feel terrible about not stopping him and the people around him. But I feel like now everybody can see for themselves what kind of leader he is. And clearly there were people who liked what they saw, despite what I see as the real dangers to our country. They turned out and voted for him. And he's trying to get it set up so that will happen again for him, even if he loses, as he did twice, the popular vote.
Okay. So what's going on here? Also on Sunday, you've got Chris Christie now standing up and really declaring a full-blown war on President Trump and trying to tie him into whatever happened on 1-6 during the riots at the Capitol. You've got Vice President Mike Pence, who has signed off on his chief of staff testifying before the 1-6 committee, cut number 7.
So the Pence team motivation is interesting because we've seen Pence separate himself from Trump, sort of come back to Trump, then say, I did the right thing on January 6th. He has indicated he wants to run for president. Maybe he sees this as a way to muddy up Trump, to get a different lane in the Republican base. As for Donald Trump, let's face it, he is not going to be happy with this, to say the least.
And she's talking about Mark Short, the former chief of staff for Vice President Pence, testifying. Here's how much Trump hates this guy. He was actually banned from the White House after 1-6 because Pence did not follow the instructions, the directions of President Trump. Now, there's new polling data out. And I know that Pence and Christie and Cheney and all the others are wishing that the party was beyond Trump, but I'm just not seeing it here in the polling data. This is the latest Harvard-Harris poll out just today, folks. 67% of Republican voters say Trump is their guy. 67%. And second place is not even close. By the way, Pence does come in second place, but he's just getting 9%. 9% of Republicans say that Pence ought to run. And when you look at the top five, you've got DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. That's it. Now, what's interesting is, okay, what happens if Trump decides that he's not going to run? What happens if Trump ends up becoming Speaker of the House? Well, at that point, DeSantis pops up to the top, but not by much. 30% of Republicans say DeSantis would be their guy. 25% say that Mike Pence would be their guy. Cruz, Rubio, Haley, in that order, round out the top five. So what does all of this mean? Well, it tells me that Donald Trump, this is his Republican Party. You may think that's a great thing. You may think that's a horrible thing, but that's the reality right now. Again, we're looking at a pretty steady poll here, the Harvard-Harris poll, other polling data out there, and it's very clear to me. Trump is still the guy. Everybody and you said, well, Todd, what about over the weekend? There were thousands and thousands of empty seats at the Trump. Okay, yeah, sure. Trump and Bill O'Reilly were doing a road show, and they were in an arena that sat, 19,000, 20,000, and about 4,000 to 5,000 people showed up. Well, you know what? Folks were asked to pay $100. That was the smallest ticket price, $100. A lot of people, Christmas time, they don't have all that money. I wouldn't read anything into that, to be perfectly honest with you. But what about Hillary Clinton? Well, this is interesting. Now, I want you to follow me here. You've got to step back and look at big picture when it comes to Hillary. There's a big problem right now between Harris and Biden. Now, follow me. I think it's very possible before the midterm elections that Harris decides to call it a day. She's tired of getting snubbed. She's tired of being the person they blame everything for. I think she goes. So at that point, with a Democrat-controlled Senate, I think the party goes to Biden, and whoever's calling the shots here, and it's got to be Obama or Susan Rice, and they say, you make Hillary Clinton your VP. All right, so Hillary Clinton comes in. She's the vice president. She takes one for the team. After the midterms, the Democrats face a shellacking. The Democrats are destroyed. At that point, the Democrats are furious at Joe Biden, and what do they do? Well, one of two things. Biden could either resign for the good of the party, or Or perhaps even more plausible is that the cabinet gets together and invokes the 25th Amendment. And if that happens and Biden is removed from office, what do we have, ladies and gentlemen? We have a President Hillary Clinton going toe-to-toe with Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election, and she will have at least a year of experience in the Oval Office if that happens. You watch and see how this is going to play out. The Democrats are freaking out right now because they know what's about to happen in those midterms. And they know that Kamala Harris does not have a future in politics. It's over for her. So, look, we've got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. You think Hillary's going to run? You think that's what this is all about? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code Starnes. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Bob in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, she's planning on running again. You know, she's too arrogant not to try anyway.
You know, Bob, do you think she's got a chance?
Oh, with George Soros backing her, she was. You know, he's got enough money to buy anybody into presidency.
Bob, what do you think about the Republican Party, though? I'm concerned that you could have Chris Christie and Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney leading a rebellion and, quite frankly, sabotaging Trump's presidential run to save the Republican Party, using their lingo.
They're going to try, but Trump's about really the true Republican. He'd be the one I'd vote for.
Now, who would you vote for, Bob?
President Trump.
He's your guy.
He's my guy.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm with you. I think Hillary's running. That's what this is all about. They are making her, and thank you for the call, they are turning her into some sort of an aggrieved saint. That's what the media is going to – that's what they're doing right now. And, folks, we've got to pay attention to this. Republicans, they have got to get themselves behind Donald Trump. That's the only way this is going to work. If you go into the presidential election in 2024 and you have the establishment Republicans, and I would throw Mitch McConnell into that bunch, and they're openly fighting Donald Trump, it's over. Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. That, in my estimation, that could very well happen. All right, 844-747-8868. Another big story that dropped over the weekend. Registered Democrat Chris Wallace, the Fox News Channel host, is now gone. He is announced his resignation effective immediately on Fox News Channel yesterday, and now he's going over to CNN Plus. I've got some inside intel on how all of that went down, but are you glad to see Chris Wallace go? And the broader question, who else needs to get the heave-ho over at Fox News Channel. And so we want to hear from you, 844-747-8868. Again, that is our toll-free telephone number. Also, our website, and we have some great stories and some analysis on what just happened at Fox over on our website, toddstearns.com. Got to check that out. Again, we are going right to the phones when we come back, 844-747-8868. From our Liberty University studios, this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Now, I don't know why everybody's so sensitive these days. We were just having a discussion. We're ordering lunch here in the Southern Command of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. But anyway, I was ordering a sandwich, and people were giving me a hard time because I like white bread. And there's really there's not a racial component here. No, it's just I just like white bread. No, I have nothing against brown bread at all. I just like white bread. I'm a white bread kind. I like mayo, too. Preferably Duke's or Blue Plate, and of course Hellman's, but I'm not. But that doesn't make me a bad person. I don't think everybody is just so sensitive these days. Jeez, Lou. All right, let's get back to the phones. You know, I'm not the only one that thinks Hillary Clinton is going to run here. Let's go to Sherwood, Arkansas. James on the line now. James, did you guys get any of that storm damage over the weekend?
No, just a little wind. That's all we got.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Well, you know, it's funny because, honestly, I believe she has to run because she, in her own mind, she really thinks she's got a chance.
She thinks she won back in 2016. So, I mean, she's still not over that.
True enough. True enough.
As a matter of fact, do we have the audio of her weeping as she's reading the? Holler at me when we've got that. But James, I'm very intrigued by a Hillary Clinton Donald Trump matchup. I think Trump cleans her clock, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, with I know everybody wants to say, oh, there was no election fraud, really? Then how come 5 swing states all of a sudden go down at the same time and then come back up at the same time and the votes are all swapped from Donald Trump to Joe Biden?
Yeah, look, James, I think you raise a very good point there. And I know that Pence is, you know, the rumor is that Pence is running and that he's meeting all the donors. He's probably going to be the consensus candidate for the establishment, but I hate to say this, I'm not sure Pence could win. I really don't. Does he have that?
He doesn't have a chance. And here's why: it's not because everybody thinks, well, he betrayed Trump. The fact of the matter is, he didn't have a chance because he was in a rock and a hard place. You follow what everyone wants to say is the Constitution and, you know, the transition of power, or do you say, well, no, I think Donald Trump won it, and so I'm going to fight it? He was on a rock and a hard place. But the fact of the matter is, he doesn't have a chance to win the presidency, not with everyone's opinion of him.
It's, you know, the challenge there is he didn't come out, and I think Pence, the vice president, could have handled the whole thing very differently. At the same time, you're Mike Pence, and you've got an angry mob on inside the Capitol wanting to lynch you. That's a little disconcerting. So I understand Pence's where he's at on all of this. But I'm not sure he's going to be. If Trump's not the guy, it's got to be DeSantis. I can't think of anybody else.
Oh, no. Trust me, it's not going to be Mike Pence. It would be Pete Buttigieg before it would be Mike Pence.
James, it's Buttigieg. We want to pronounce the man's name correctly. He is due that honor.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. James, God bless. Glad you're doing okay there in Arkansas. 844-747-8868. Hillary Clinton, you think she's going to run? Let's go to North Carolina. Charles, WSIC, our great affiliate there. What say you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, I think your analysis is spot on. I think that Harris is going to either resign or and Hillary is going to replace her. And then at that point, I think if something happens to Biden, you know, she becomes president. But I think she will be on the ticket in 2024. But I just want to give you a little analysis here, and then I want to talk about these establishment Republicans, because you talked about Chris Christie and Mike Pence and Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell. If we've learned a lot over the last 6 years, since 2015, when Donald Trump came down the escalator. And, you know, Donald Trump at one time was friends of all these people now that hate him. And the thing about these people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're all part of the same club. And we've been going down the road towards socialism. The Democrats are taking us at 100 miles an hour, and the establishment Republicans are taking us at 60. So there's just a little bit difference in speed, but the destination is the same, right? So along comes Donald Trump, and he knows how this whole apparatus works, how it's hurting our country and the ordinary American. So he decides that he wants to buck the system, and he has no political allegiance or loyalty to anybody. And that's why they hate him, and they can't control it. But his motives for running and wanting to become president were rooted in something, I think, that was pure and sincere. And the guy worked for 4 years for free. Let's not forget that. So I think what needs to happen is that I wish Donald Trump now would become Speaker of the House in 2022, launch these investigative committees. If Hillary decides to be his opposition, they've got so much ammunition now on her with what she did with that fake Steele dossier. She paid money to a law firm who hired an operative that wrote a bunch of crap that was passed off as intelligence, and they used that to spy on a candidate and bring down an administration. It was a coup d'etat attempt. He can hammer her with that as well as everything else. But, Todd, getting back to the Republicans, here in North Carolina where I live in Davidson, I think a lot of Republicans, even who didn't like Trump, are waking up to the fact that they miss his policies. You cannot argue with his record versus the rhetoric of the old establishment Republicans. So even if you have people like the Mitt Romneys and Mitch McConnells and Mike Pence that try to Chris Christie's to try to run against them and get in the way, I don't think the Republicans are going to follow them.
You don't think so?
I do not think so. I mean, some of them will, yes, but I just think that right now the Republican base and people see that Donald Trump, with all his imperfections, is the best guy. His policies are work, and he's the only guy that has the guts to say what needs to be said. And the you-know-what to do what needs to be done. And
man parts. Yes, look, I hear you. I think he does have the man parts to do that. But, Charles, I am warming to this idea of Trump as Speaker of the House, even if it's just in the interim between, you know, 2022 and 2024. Maybe he does that for a year and a half and goes on and runs for the White House. Or maybe, just maybe, this is a time in American history, Charles, where Donald Trump could be more effective as Speaker of the House, launching these investigations and finally getting to the bottom of all of the corruption and the scandals and the attempt to overthrow. And keep in mind, everybody's talking about 1-6 being a coup. No. The coup happened back in 2016. That's when the Democrats and the mainstream media tried to overthrow a duly elected president, Donald John Trump. That's when the coup actually happened.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, Trump as Speaker, not only could he launch these investigations, but, hey, how about following through with what the Republicans run on? Donald Trump, we know Donald Trump will deliver on campaign promises and hold people accountable. But I think he would be put in that position. I'd like to see him in that position as Speaker. And then I'd like to see him run in 2024. I'd love to see DeSantis as his running mate, but I don't know. I guess that's yet to be determined. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, let's see what happens. Look, I think DeSantis is doing a terrific job in Florida. And, you know, if he wants to keep doing that, I say that's fine. If not, I think maybe Senator Tim Scott out of South Carolina would be a terrific choice. And there are plenty of other, you know, great folks out there, too. So we'll cross that bridge when we need to. Charles, God bless you. Great comments. Great commentary as well. Let's go to Jason, Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. All right, Jason, what's up?
Well, I should have just waited a second. You would have answered every question I had. I totally agree with Charles, and I like the idea of Trump going ahead with his Speaker of the House. And I just wonder, how does that work? How does that look? How does he get to that point of being Speaker of the House?
Well, it's very simple. You've got to have the Republicans have to have the votes. They've got to have the majority. And if the Republicans are able to go in and with a Jason, I think this is going to be devastating for the Democrats. The American people are just disgusted right now. I think that with a strong Republican majority, they go in, they get to pick their speaker. That person does not have to be an elected member of Congress. It could be a regular citizen. So it's very possible for the Republicans to go in and nominate Trump as the speaker.
Wow.
It's that simple.
And then he's still available. And then he can still run for president.
Oh, absolutely. He certainly could. And he could still be Speaker of the House while he's running for the White House.
Wow. That just gives so much as far as hope for what's going on right now.
Well, it's
I should have just waited for you to answer my question.
Well, Jason, God bless you, and thank you for listening to us. Look, folks, it's going to be Hillary. I don't see anybody out there. And the problem that the Democrats are facing right now is it's a morale issue. They are devastated, destroyed. You think, just throw this out to you. You think Pete Buttigieg is actually capable of being president of these great United States right now? You think he's the next great hope? We know it's not Kamala Harris. So unless the Democrats want to put up, unless Obama talks his wife, Michelle Obama, into running, I think the only person they've got left is Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. Got an email the other day. Why do you call her Mrs. Bill Clinton? Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's the only reason we're talking about Hillary right now. She married a guy who became president of the United States, Mrs. Bill Clinton. That's where she, you want to talk about privilege. Oh, there you go. There's your privilege right there. Okay. Let's, you know what? We're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. ToddStearns.com is the website. While you are there, we're doing our very best to agitate the New York Times. And for sometime during the month of December, we are selling just enough biscuit books, our daily biscuit devotions withdrawal, that we are hoping to make the New York Times bestseller list. And we could do that today. If every person listening to this radio program went to Amazon.com right now and bought a copy of our daily biscuit devotions withdrawal, we would wind up Could you imagine having our biscuit book as the number one bestseller in America right now? I can think of nothing else that would be that hilarious and awesome. But we want to encourage you to get a copy. It makes a great Christmas stocking stuffer. And if you order now, it'll be there in time for Christmas. You can get it at Amazon. You can also order it on our store, ToddStearns.com, and I'll actually autograph and personalize it for you if you want to buy a copy there. But you can do that in the break. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back. Grace, I got a little nervous. I was on Twitter making sure everything was going well in the country. And you know how the trending stuff pops up on the side?
Yes.
So Dolly Parton was trending. I thought, oh my gosh, oh no!
It's like when Betty White trends and everyone goes, wait a minute! And it'll Stop say underneath presses. It, no, she's not dead. People are just disgusting.
Thank goodness. Yeah, that's all it is with Dolly Parton. I love old Dolly, but I think she's a Democrat.
Oh,
I love her.
I like Dolly.
You know, Trump tried to offer her the Medal of Freedom. Is that
really?
It? Yeah, and she turned it down twice from him.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what that was all about.
Maybe she just was being humble.
All
I assume
right.
the best.
Okay.
People.
Well, have you been to Dollywood lately?
Not lately. I did a few years ago, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm. We got to get back there. You know, the Stearns family vacation, so it's either Branson or Dollywood.
That's fair.
But some of the Stearns family is going to Hawaii
yes.
this year, and
Lucky Ducks.
Yeah, I'm not on that. I'm not on that leg of the journey for whatever reason.
So, oh, ouch! That was some shade thrown.
By the way, I do want to say thank you to the cast and crew of the Singing Christmas Tree, which is a Memphis tradition going, 40 years? They had a great performance and thousands of people turning out, and it really was just a beautiful, beautiful event. And if you haven't been, you need to make plans right now to go and check that out. All right, let's get back to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina. Matt, what do you think? Hillary Clinton.
Hello, John. How are you doing? Nice to talk to you again. Are you there?
All right, let's go to Creed in North Carolina, WHKP. Hi, Creed. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Nothing much. Just wondering why Biden can't take care of the United States people instead of going over there to Russia and Iraq and all that place.
Well, I'm not quite sure. Well, Creed, to be honest with you, I'm not sure we want to go to war with Russia or China right now, and I'm not even sure that we're capable of winning those wars with what the Biden administration has done to our military.
Well, look what he's done to the United States. The gas price, the heat price, and all the prices are going up.
Yeah, no, look, I hear you, but at the same time, Creed, I just don't – look, we've got to be very careful here. God bless Donald Trump. At least he was a peacetime president. At least he wasn't one of these guys going out there and getting us into wars we had no business getting involved in. You want to – look, can we talk about the Keystone Pipeline? We want to have that conversation. You want to talk about rising gas prices. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a mess out there. All right. Coming up, we've got a great lineup of guests coming up. Kara Zupkus from Young America's Foundation is going to be here. Also, Kat Kamick for the Congresswoman from Florida, and Miranda Devine, who is the author of an incredible book, doing a deep dive into Hunter Biden's laptop. The name of the book, Laptop from Hell. And, you know, the question I have. Why in the world would Congress turn a blind eye to the Hunter Biden and the Biden family crime syndicate? And that's, again, going back to our original thought here. That's why I wouldn't mind Trump being Speaker of the House, so that he could help maneuver through these investigations that need to be had. We need to get to the bottom of all of this. We need to know, how is it that someone like Joe Biden, who spent his entire life in Congress, how is it this guy is a multi-bazillionaire? How is that possible? We need to get to the bottom of that. So anyway, looking forward to talking to Miranda Devine in the last hour of the program. And again, if you haven't already done so, get yourself a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with the Draw. We are this week, we are pushing the book hard, folks. We want to get you a copy of it. It is a wonderful collection of inspirational stories, great recipes from our listeners, and of course, incredible Bible verses and prayers. You're going to love this thing, and it is just the right size to fit into your Christmas stocking. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or of course, you can get a signed autographed copy over at toddstearns.com, and we'll be doing that during the break. All right, we do need to take a break here for the top of the hour news. Don't forget, pray for the good people down there in Kentucky and Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee. Rough going, folks, but you guys are going to recover. You're going to make it. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2. Good to have you with us. Just a few moments ago, the governor of Kentucky gave an update on the situation there. It is just bad, folks, just horrible. Those tornadoes that just plowed through the state, literally wiping a couple of towns off the face of the earth. And the governor says the death toll is going to rise. It is just, he says, matter of factly, the death toll is going to rise. They say that more than 100 people are still missing there in the Mayfield area, which seems to be ground zero for most of the damage. Arkansas also hit very hard. A number of towns around Arkansas were severely damaged. Western Tennessee, here in the Memphis, Tennessee area, we escaped most of the damage, but those winds, 50, 60, 70 mile an hour winds blowing through the area and knocking out power to a lot of people, including yours truly. So fortunately, the light's back on for just about everybody else, but it is it's a mess across parts of Kentucky and Arkansas right now. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this, 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very honored to have, from the state of Arkansas, Jake Beckett. He is a former NFL player. He played for the New England Patriots. He's a former Arkansas Razorback. So, you know, I mean, he's an SEC guy, so you know he's good people. Also, an Army Ranger, and he is running for the Senate in Arkansas. Jake, good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Todd, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
And you know, you got to be feeling good with the Razorbacks. Pretty good season.
It was a great season. You know, it's been a rough decade or so of football for the Arkansas Razorback program, but you know, I'm back in Arkansas running statewide, and the team is now having great success. So is it a coincidence? I don't think so.
I would take full advantage of that. You know, I'm a Tennessee Volunteer fan, so we're still in the wilderness, but we're working our way out. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Very proud of the Razorbacks. Coach Pittman's done a tremendous job, and, you know, it's good to see the program back where it should be, which is, you know, being competitive and going to great bowl games. We're very excited about the at-bat bowl coming up against Penn State.
Jake, the more pressing issue, of course, is the great amount of damage. Had it, you know, had Mayfield not been hit, I think America would be talking about what happened in Monett with that nursing home that was destroyed. What are you hearing, and what can you tell us about the state of affairs there in Arkansas right now?
Yeah, of course, our prayers go out to the people of Northeast Arkansas, but also Tennessee, Kentucky, and all those affected by those terrible storms. Unfortunately, that's a reality of living here in the South and the Midwest, as you have tornadic activity. But you know, I'm hearing that unfortunately there was some loss of life in Northeast Arkansas, and you know, the process of rebuilding hasn't even begun. But it's always heartening to see you know, just the goodness of the people of Arkansas coming to the forefront in situations like this. I mean, you know, there are people, volunteers coming from all over the state to go help clean up and just go support, do anything that's necessary to protect their neighbors. And that's what Arkansas is all about.
Well, it is. And that is, honestly, I think that's the American spirit. And we understand people from all over the country are either on their way to the region, or they're sending donations. And those are great things. Folks, if you would like to help out, we're encouraging you to go to Samaritan's Purse. We have a link to their website on our live show blog, and they're doing some incredible work. Jake, I'm very curious. I mean, you've had an incredible career. You've made a great name for yourself. Why do you want to run for the U.S. Senate?
Well, I believe the people of Arkansas deserve great leadership, and unfortunately, we have too many invisible establishment politicians in the Republican Party who haven't been doing their jobs. And I think more and more Arkansans and more conservative Americans are waking up to that reality. Is that it's we all understand the problems coming from the left and the Democrat Party, the radical Marxist and socialist left with Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, and the squad, but also part of the problem, the other side of that same coin, are these do-nothing, invisible rhinos. And we've got to have real conservative warriors who are standing up and leading from the front, especially in a deep red state like Arkansas. And look, I'm a true outsider. I'm not a career politician. I did not come from a lifelong expectation of running for political office. I come from an athletic background. I was a college and pro football player and a military background. I deployed to Iraq with the 101st Airborne Division, and I plan on leading from the front in the U.S. Senate and vigorously leading and representing Arkansas values on the national stage.
Clearly, Arkansas, Republican state, two Republican U.S. senators, and of course the your governor, who is quite frankly, I would say a lot of people consider him to be a rhino.
Well, it's a symptom, unfortunately, of a larger problem within the national party, is that we have too many Republicans who are simply old school establishment types who are just happy to have an R next to their name and sit in office and do nothing, just collecting the paycheck. And, in this race, the incumbent, Senator John Bozeman, he's been in Washington for 20 years. He's relatively invisible, not just in the national stage, but even in the state of Arkansas. He really doesn't stand for any issues. There's a whole host of issues that are important to Arkansas voters that he has simply refused to lead on. And so he's not doing his job. And it gives me encouragement to see more and more young, dynamic conservative candidates nationwide who are rising up. This election cycle is going to be great for outsider candidates who are able to actually meet the voters, the grassroots, meet them where they are. They understand the language and the issues that motivate real Arkansans, real Americans. Because unfortunately, with the National Republican Party too often, we only have the pretense of resistance, the pretense of leadership against the radical left. And that has to change. And God willing, I'll be a part of that movement.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Jake Beckett, he is running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican in Arkansas. I'm curious to hear your definition of conservative. What does it mean to be a conservative?
Well, to be a conservative in America, first of all, you believe in the Constitution. You believe that we live in a constitutional republic where American citizens get to decide, not only who represents us, but, what values are at the forefront of our national discourse. And you look at an issue like illegal immigration. There are too many people, not just on the radical left, but in the Republican Party, who believe that people who come from outside of the United States get to decide whether or not they get to come to America. Now, that is simply not the case. American citizens get to decide our immigration policy. The immigration laws on the books, their federal laws, are actually quite robust. The unfortunate reality, though, is that we have too many career politicians in both parties who simply refuse to enforce the law. So I go all over the state of Arkansas. I talk to county sheriffs. I talk to local law enforcement. The amount of fentanyl, the amount of violent criminal illegal aliens who are coming into the state would just shock the conscience of any Arkansan. We've seen it at the forefront for decades. That problem has not been solved by the political class. What we're doing simply isn't working, and it's time for a change.
All right. Well, Jake, we're going to leave it there. I want to get you back on the show and we can talk more specifics. I know you have a lot to say about Joe Biden and the mandates and also the impact this is having on the military. And I do, before we let you go, I do want you to address that issue. What are you hearing from people in the military about these mandates? How big of a deal is this and what kind of an impact is it having on the military?
It's a huge deal, Todd. I think it's one of the most underreported stories. I know you've covered it on your show, but I don't think enough people truly understand the gravity of this problem, because what's happening is the radical left, they've targeted the military as one of the final institutions that has not been conquered by the socialist radical left. And so they're purging. They truly are purging American patriots from our military. And look, I spent 3.5 years in the military, serving with people from every different background you can imagine. And what unites us is a love for this country and a belief in traditional American values, what that flag represents. But the radical left, they have to get rid of those types of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And they have to replace them, you know, with those who believe in their values. And so I think they're using these mandates as a bald pretext to eliminate those types of soldiers and leaders from our ranks. And the consequences of that, it ultimately is going to weaken our military. It already has. And it's going to make us more vulnerable to attack from the peer and near peer threats of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, who want to destroy America. Because the only guarantee of security and peace in our world is American military strength. These mandates weaken the American military, and they inherently make us less secure.
Well, Jake, again, I appreciate you coming on, and we've got just about the entire state of Arkansas listening to this program, so and I'm sure they're going to want to find more information about you. We have a link to your website. That's Jake Beckett, BEQUETTE.com. Folks, you can go to our live show blog, and we have a direct link there. Jake, good luck to you out there on the campaign trail, and we're looking forward to getting you back on the show.
Todd, thank you very much. God bless, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. A good guy right there, folks. I like this. And you need to pay attention to him. This guy, Army Ranger, very plugged into what's happening, and you heard it. I mean, there is a purge of American patriots happening in our military. That is why I'm very concerned about our readiness and whether or not we could fight a war with the Russians if, in fact, Joe Biden gets us embroiled in one.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, Jen Psaki's got a statement out. I want to read this to you. It's about the president. She says the president has every intention of running for re-election. That's what Jen said. You know what? That means he's not running, and he probably won't even be around. No, I'm not saying he's going to die. I'm just saying he's going to probably resign or just get booted from office. The guy doesn't he doesn't even know where he's at most of the time. So anyway, that's coming as and this is very interesting. And I was trying to prepare you for this over the weekend when word came of the Hillary Clinton 1 hour interview on NBC Today that something is afoot. It's have you seen the old Western movies when you've got the guy and he's in the middle of the desert and doesn't have any water and he's crawling on the desert floor in the sand? And all of a sudden you've got the buzzards that are circling the soon to be carcass. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about? Caw, caw. That's what the buzzards sound like as they're circling, waiting for the carcass to drop dead. So in the political version of that, Hillary Clinton is the buzzard, and she's just circling the carcass, ready to chow down on Joe Biden. That's where we are right now. All right. 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the show. That's 844-747-8868. Herschel Walker is running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. I'm curious to know how that's going. You folks that listen to us in the state of Georgia, is Herschel Walker your guy for the U.S. Senate? So look, Herschel Walker has a son. The son's name is Christian. And apparently he's very popular on the TikTok and the Instagram. He's got, what, 500,000 followers on Instagram. And he's a member of the Alphabet people. And I say that because you've got to watch the video, but we've got the audio of Herschel Walker's son complaining about the rising gas prices. Now, look, I can go two different ways with this, but here's the deal. If you are driving a Range Rover and you're wearing a $1,300 hoodie, yes, I said it, $1,300. Now, I shop down at the Walmart, and I'm telling you, you could buy all of their sweaters for $1,300. And look, if you've got that much money, more power to you. If that's what you want to do with your cash, it's a free country. But if you're wearing a $1,300 hoodie and you're driving a Range Rover and you're complaining about the price of gas, let's take a listen.
Y'all said Joe Biden was going to be the great unifier. This is divisive to my bank account and my hard-earned money. Screw your unity. You think this is unifying? Just keeps going up. Oh, just keep going up. Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden for you. Family struggling to afford to get to work. That's unifying. That's bringing the nation together. Screw this. Disgusting. Oh, just keep going. Keep going. Democrats voted for this. Democrats voted. What the? Wait, what? I know this is a joke. But I was voting for the guy who was going to destroy America. You were paying $30 for gas under my guy.
All right. Well, Grace, are you do you know this guy? Are you he's a young guy. I guess he's in his
20s. I'll be honest.
20s.
No, I don't know much about this guy.
Very
maybe I've seen him and I didn't realize it was him.
Very expressive.
Very expressive.
I think that's the he's very expressive. If you watch
energetic.
Very energetic. The head movements, the head bopping, it's very interesting. But anyway, folks are going to town on this guy, and everybody's attacking the poor kid. When you insert yourself into the political equation, you basically gotta suck it up and you gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Comes with the territory.
But he's getting it from both sides.
Mm.
And, you know, I think Mr. Daddy Herschel should probably have a convo about, hey, look, you know, this is not a good look. You know, because you know how the media is.
Oh, yeah. They'll twist anything.
Yeah. But $1,300, geez, a loo. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I want to talk. We've got a guest coming up. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk about Saturday Night Live and the twerking baby Jesus. So they did a hip-hop nativity scene, Grace.
Words I would never think I would hear in the same sentence.
Well, Mary was a stripper taking a twirl on the stripper pole, and Joseph was doing the pimp walk. We're not going to play this right now, but you've got to hear the whole thing. It reminds me, and we were just having a conversation about the Memphis Christmas Parade down Beale Street, where fortunately nobody was shot. That's a good news. That's a good thing.
That's a victory.
But Grace, I mean, the nasty dancing going on in the streets.
Oof.
I don't think the
not
baby.
Not very family friendly.
I don't think the baby Jesus would approve. I'm just telling you.
Or Santa's elves.
It's like, I don't know. It's what's happened to the good old Christmas? What happened to the nice traditional Christmas parade and the Christmas show?
To the singing Christmas tree instead.
Yes, yes. Nobody was twerking.
No.
On the Christmas tree. Praise God. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, they were Baptist, so, you know, they don't dance. I want to say a very big hello to all of our brand new listeners on Truth 104.1 FM. That's in Virginia, and AM 1230. You know, I'm an old school radio guy. I love AM radio. And we are, but I love FM too, but I'm sort of partial to AM. We want to welcome all of our great listeners. George West, who hosts the morning show over there, left us a kind note on the Facebook page. And George, we appreciate you and your great audience. And as a way of welcoming all of our new listeners in Virginia on Truth 104 FM, if you call into the show today and you make it on the air, we're going to hook you up with a nice prize package, a way of saying, you know, welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So an interesting story I saw this morning over at Young America's Foundation, YAF.org. There is an ongoing saga over a speech delivered by Matt Walsh off campus. And now a student, a member of the St. Louis University College Republicans, is facing charges of failure to comply and inappropriate conduct, could be expelled from the school. What did this good and decent young conservative do? He posted notices around town off campus promoting the Matt Walsh event. Well, here to help us understand what's going on here is our good friend from Young America's Foundation, their spokesperson, Kara Zumkus. Hey, Kara, what's going on today?
Hi, how are you doing? This story is just absolutely crazy. I'm so glad that you had us on to help share James's story. It's absolutely insane.
So what did James do here that the university is upset about?
So James hung up some posters advertising the event about an hour and a half before it was scheduled to take place, just off of campus in a city sidewalk and a crosswalk. And he was confronted by two administrators who were telling him that he wasn't allowed to hang up the posters because previously the College Republicans had been banned from on-campus advertising due to another just silly investigation over a silly video that they made asking the question, what is a woman? And because they were found guilty in that case, they were banned from advertising for the whole semester. So he kind of found a loophole and went off campus. You know, administrators can't dictate what they do off campus in their free time. But these administrators confronted him. We actually got a lot of it on camera. And they were very disrespectful, yelling at this student. And he defended himself. He said, I'm not taking down these posters. This is my First Amendment right as a citizen of St. Louis. And now those two administrators weren't too happy with his response, and they actually filed conduct charges against him, as you mentioned earlier, the failure to comply and inappropriate conduct. And the school has told him he could face suspension or expulsion because of those charges if he's found guilty.
This is outrageous, and we are going to do our best to shine some light on this, and I would love for you to send us links to those videos so that we can share that information, Kara. One of the individuals here is the Office of Student Responsibility and Community Standards Assistant Director William Bowie. Who is the other individual?
So there were two administrators who actually confronted them on camera, and that was David Young and Jackie Weber. But this William Bowie gentleman is actually the same guy who investigated the College Republicans earlier this semester and found them guilty of the inappropriate conduct with the What is a Woman video. However, the real kicker here is that I'm not sure if you remember earlier in the semester, a bunch of feminists on campus ripped down a pro-life display. They ripped out all these flags.
Oh, yeah.
Those students were never punished. No punishment was handed down to them for literally destroying a sanctioned display. Yet here we see this poor gentleman just being potentially facing expulsion for hanging up a few flyers. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah, this is outrageous, and we've got to put a stop to this. And folks, St. Louis University, if you want to go ahead and start reaching out to the university on their website, it sounds to me like this is just a vendetta against this kid.
It absolutely is. I mean, we've been seeing these stories coming out throughout the whole semester that they obviously have this bias. And it's really sad that they're letting their own political bias get in the way of a student potentially just having access to an education. I mean, he's a junior. It's a little late for him to be transferring out of school into a brand new institution. But he's told me, like, I actually am reconsidering attending St. Louis University because I feel like I'm being targeted.
Kara, I'm just curious here. What business is it of the university what he posts off campus?
It is not their business at all. That is the great thing about it. I mean, are they going to start sanctioning him for what he hangs up in his dorm room bedroom? It's absolutely crazy. He even called the city of St. Louis to confirm that the sidewalk that he was hanging the posters on was city property and not St. Louis University property, and they did confirm that.
So, again, it just seems to me like St. Louis University has a problem with conservative students who are very public about their political beliefs here.
Exactly. And it's supposed to be a Catholic institution. And what we're seeing here is really the antithesis of Catholic doctrine. I mean, these administrators are literally bullying this student because he doesn't align with their viewpoints. And they're really trying to ruin his life over it. And that's something that we absolutely will not stand for. And we're giving him as much support as we can. His hearing is scheduled for later this week. So we're really doing everything we can to help get the word out and put the pressure on the school to not make any ridiculous decisions like expulsion.
Well, one of the things we don't like on this program, Kara, are bullies. And we especially don't like bullies who target conservative students. So we're with you guys on that. And we will use our platforms, newsletter list, whatever. We got 250,000 people that are more than happy to send emails and call that university. But we've got to put a stop to this. And honestly, the donors at St. Louis University need to be aware of what's happening to conservative students on that campus.
Exactly. It's really going to come down to the alumni, the donors, the board of trustees to wake up and realize that this is happening, because they're the ones really that control the purse strings here and really can sway the university into making the right decision.
All right. Well, Kara, I know you guys have all the information over at yaf.org. Great website. And folks, you can go there. We've got a link to it in our live show blog as well. Kara, we appreciate the late notice coming on and talking about this crazy story.
Yeah, thanks for letting us share James's story, and we hope it all turns out okay.
All right. Kara Zupkis, everybody, from Young America's Foundation, and again, St. Louis University, where school administrators are threatening to expel a conservative student for putting up posters off campus promoting the Matt Walsh lecture. You know, they really don't want to answer that question, what is a woman? That's what gets me. They don't want to answer that question. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I own KWAM, the news talk radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. I think it's just an awesome radio station. We have hired the best people, and we're kicking the competition in the behind here in the Memphis area. But anyway, our news anchor, Ben Dieter, went to the Memphis Christmas Parade on Beale Street on Saturday. And he was shocked by what he saw, because normally at a Christmas parade, you think they're like little elves and reindeer and Santa Claus and people having a good old time. But quite frankly, he said it looked like a Cardi B music video. There was all sorts of crazy stuff going down, and people were doing all sorts of crazy dances that were very inappropriate for a public setting. And he was just really surprised, because he said it looked more like a big hip-hop concert than a Christmas parade. And that got me to thinking about what happened on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, where they performed a sketch called the Hip Hop Nativity. It featured a twerk. Well, I'm just going to let you listen to it.
Baby Jesus, please, please just focus on your twerking.
Excuse me, twerking?
Okay, come here. Donkey's pop over there. Okay, baby. Are you in your diaper?
I mean, yeah.
Drop roll. Let's go. Jesus, Mary, and Julian Margulies. Honey, do you not have a butt? We gotta make him a butt, quick.
No, I don't want to twerk. I don't want to twerk. I'm playing a baby. Please, hey, cut it out.
Make you a butt, baby.
No, I don't need one.
Listen, baby Jesus can do anything. Now ring it out.
Go twerk, son.
Where's my Mary?
How comfortable are you on a stripper pole, sweetie? I'm not sure. Wrong answer.
All right, I'll do it. Mary, go grind on the wall.
Yeah.
All right, drop the beat. Get my Joseph in and pimp walk.
It's Christmas, y'all.
Shaking like a rat.
You know, there's a lot to say about this, Grace Baker. First of all,
do we have to?
Yeah, I think we ought to. First of all, this is sacrilegious. I mean, it's this is mocking the birth of Christ.
Oh yes.
I mean, it's that they meant to do this to anger Christians in America, Protestants, Catholics. That I mean, that's the whole point of this. But I think the more egregious sin here is that it wasn't funny.
You know,
it's just, I mean, it was offensive.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the comments, and one of the best comments came from an atheist who said, you know, I don't even believe in any of this stuff, but man, that was really offensive. I mean,
there you go.
Here's what gets me about this, Grace. Do you think for Ramadan, Saturday Night Live is going to do a sketch featuring the Prophet Muhammad and some little children?
No.
You think, well, if they did, I would say that it would probably bomb. A lot.
Oh, Todd.
I'm just saying it.
I mean, look.
It's true.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago, Steven Crowder did a bit on Muhammad, and people got so mad. And it was, you know, it was like a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like to your point, if it was, you know, if it's that, it's a big deal. Oh, you can't do that. But if it's Christianity, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it would explode. Jews and Christians, they're fair game. You know what? The Saturday Night Live, look, yep. That was evil. I
just think stupid.
It was stupid and it was evil. And they knew what they were doing here.
Of course,
they can get away with it. But they can't get away with the Muslims. They're off limits. And everybody knows why. Nobody wants to have that conversation. But just ask the people over in Paris about drawing a Muhammad cartoon. See how that worked out for them. It didn't work out very well. But anyway, it's just, again, people are taking Christmas and they're making a mockery of it. You know, a couple of years ago, folks, I was at a Christmas parade in North Mississippi. And they actually had a Christmas parade. And they had a lovely float that came by. And they actually had the nativity. It was the local United Methodist Church. And they had the baby Jesus right there on the nativity scene. Right behind the baby Jesus was an urban dance team. And they were doing the whipping nay-nay behind the baby Jesus in front of God and country and the mayor of South Haven, Mississippi. What is going on here? But again, they do this because they know that it's okay to mock the Christians and the Jews. We're fair game. But they'll never do anything to mock the Prophet Muhammad. And we all know why. Nobody wants to talk about it, but we all know why. Oh, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you about Patriot Mobile? I love these guys. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're donating money to support organizations that we care about. Religious liberty, the Second Amendment. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers other guys use. And, folks, they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and our first responders. Again, great discounts just for you. And it's super easy to switch. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And listen up. If you use my promo code, you're going to be able to get a special discount and free premier activation. Got to use the promo code Todd. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. 972-PATRIOT. And use the promo code Todd.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Let's get right to the phones. 844-747-8868. North Carolina, Keith on the Talk Station. Keith, what's going on?
Well, hello, Todd. You know, I actually knew some of the people that were blown away in this recent Northeast Arkansas tornadoes, but that's not why I called. Normally, I don't call to complain, but never, ever in my opinion anyway, give credence to Saturday Night Live being disrespectful to this season and Jesus. You know, to me, this season is all about being mentored by someone who told us that God is good and God is right and all this stuff. And there's no fun and games in it at all. And that's my complaint. But well, other than that, you guys keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate that, Keith. And I want to explain why we did that. You're right. It is incredibly offensive. It is no doubt sacrilegious. But I think it's important for us to, because a lot of times those of us in the Christian world, we like to shield ourselves from what's happening out in the world. And so when bad things happen, a lot of us are very surprised by that. And the reason I wanted you to hear that, and I want our audience to hear that, is I want you to understand what we are dealing with here. It is important that we understand what's happening in our culture right now. And there is an all-out assault on Christianity. And that is something we should all be very concerned about, because when you take God out of the equation, when you take God out of our founding documents, when you openly mock God, God will not be mocked, as the Bible tells us, Keith. So,
well, you sent me a book, Todd. It's called God Bless America. And
yes,
I have been reading it. It's nothing that I don't already know, but it is a very poignant book. Thank you.
Well, you're kind to say that, Keith, and thank you for listening to us. We appreciate all of our listeners. I just got a message from Kara Zupkus, by the way, a little update. She's sending me some additional info, and I'm going to write a column about this kid. She tells me that the poor kid is terrified. He's scared. I mean, he doesn't want to be expelled. He doesn't want to be kicked out of his. This is unacceptable, and I want you to I normally don't do this, but I want you to write down this telephone number and give them a call. This is Fred Pestello is the president of St. Louis University. And here's the telephone number. I want you to give him a call, 314-977-7777. You tell him that Todd Starn says to stop picking on conservative kids. 314-977-7777. If you want to send an email, you can do that to president@slu.edu. That's very simple, simple enough. president@slu.edu. I hope we light up the phones here over the next little while. We've got to stand alongside this young man. This is not right. And we're going to do our very best here. When you call the university, I want you to give us a call back and tell us what they told you. Again, that number, 314-977-7777, St. Louis University. They're going after conservative kids, and we're not going to stand for that, are we, folks? All right, got to take a break here from our Liberty University studio. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Let's get to it, folks. Hour three of the big show underway. And certainly our thoughts and prayers are going out to the good people of Kentucky and Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, and Tennessee. I hit hard by those devastating, devastating tornadoes over the weekend. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. President Biden says those were not tornadoes. They were, in fact, hurricanes.
Of the fate of their loved ones. And the debris that you see scattered all over the hurricane's path.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. President, for clearing that up. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. Hillary Clinton giving an hour-long interview. It was Prime Real Estate on NBC Sunday with Willie Geist. And pretty clear to me that Hillary Clinton is laying the groundwork to either run for president or perhaps replace Kamala Harris as vice president. I have laid all of this out on the website so you can see my theory of how all this is going to go down over at ToddStearns.com. Want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the coolest cat in Washington, Congresswoman Kat Kamick from Florida. Was that clever, I think? I don't know.
That was pretty clever, Todd. Right. I got to give that one to you.
That's about as good as I get there, Kat. So, well, it's good to have you with us today. A lot going on. And a lot of people are beginning to wonder what's going on here with the Democrats. Hillary Clinton starting to sniff around, kind of like the buzzard going after the carcass in the desert.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have one of the most unpopular presidents and vice presidents in American history, they are doing what we expect them to do. They're beginning to eat their own. And they are so, it seems shell-shocked is the vibe that I get from them. They can't understand why their policies are so unpopular. You saw today that Nancy Pelosi has announced she's going to run again. And, you know, everyone for this entire year was under the understanding that Nancy was on her way out. She was going to retire. Now they're seeing, oh my gosh, we aren't as popular as we thought we were. We need to fix this so we don't do terrible damage. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised one bit that Hillary Clinton is popping her head up and starting to make some noise. It's clear that this Biden presidency is going to be a one-term proposition because clearly he doesn't have the wherewithal to know even what day it is or what year it is and what's going on. He called a tornado a hurricane. And, I mean, it's just embarrassing. And then you look at the vice president, and she can't stop laughing at the most unfortunate times. And, you know, that's just not what the American people want, nor deserve, nor need. And I think even Democrats recognize that. So they're in scrambling mode. They're going to try to find somebody who can pick up the torch and run with it. But I think this goose is cooked, honestly, Todd. I really do. I think that Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate back in an overwhelming majority and set the stage for a good conservative to come in and take the White House and make this a one-term president.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kat. I think that this is going to be catastrophic for the Democrats. And I say that because, as Joe Biden pointed out, that all Americans are paying their fair share at the gas pump. Americans aren't buying that. And I think there's going to be hell to pay for the Democrats.
You know, I have to laugh when a Democrat uses the word fair, because there's nothing fair about their policies. And when you go to the gas pump today and you're paying double, almost triple what you were paying a year ago, year and a half ago, especially for those that are on fixed incomes, is that fair? Did you work your whole life so you could be on a fixed income and have inflation eat away your entire retirement? No. And there's just, again, nothing fair about the Democratic policies, which is why we're doing everything we can to stop it. But more than that, we're gearing up for when we do take the House back to not just stop this radical leftist agenda, but to put in place one that is actually one that empowers people and puts money back in their pocket. It's really quite simple. The more that government spends, the less we get to keep in our pocket. So by virtue of cutting government spending on programs that we certainly do not need, many and most of which are unconstitutional, we're going to be able to give the American people all the money that they deserve in their pocket, because that is how it's supposed to be. The government should be running very, very lean, mean, and efficiently, and it has been bloated, disgustingly huge, and overbearing for a long time. It's time we flip that on its head and really get things back under control.
You know, I'm at the point in my life as a conservative, as a Republican, where I'm willing to focus more so on the fiscal policies of the Republican Party. I mean, I think the party is going to be pro-life, and I'm willing to debate and argue that we need a big tent when it comes to the other issues. But we are a pro-life party. But for me, it's about the fiscal responsibility, and we've got to get a handle on that as a party, or else we're really not that much different from the Democrats.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that that's something that we've lost our way over the years. You know, we've seen a tremendous uptick in our national debt over just the last 10 years. I know back many years ago, I took a look at the national debt. I think it was 2012, and our national debt was $15.4 trillion. Now it is $30 trillion. We're getting close. we are at that point where our country can sustain upwards of $60 trillion in debt before we cease to exist as we know it. That number is going to be reached quicker than people realize if we don't get serious about cutting up these government credit cards that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Biden have been running wild with. They've been on this wild spree, spending close to, by the end of this year, with all of the COVID relief packages, with everything that they want to spend, including the Build Back Better, it could be close to $7 to $9 trillion. That is unsustainable. My generation, I'm 33 years old, I will be paying for this dearly, but not so much as my kids and my grandkids. It's no way to govern through continual crises and, you know, budgets that don't exist and continuing resolutions that are just rubber stamps of failed programs with no sunsets. We have got to get very serious about getting back to the basics. And for the first time, Republicans need to do the tough thing, and that is address the mandatory spending, which accounts for about 62 to 65% of our national spending. And if we don't, those programs like Social Security, like Medicare, like Medicaid, you know, all these programs will be insolvent. We've got to sit down and have those tough family discussions. It's going to be painful. It's not going to be popular, but doing the right thing sometimes is very unpopular.
No, you're right. And yet, in a place like Florida, you've got, for the first time in history, you've got a majority. There are more registered Republican voters than Democrats in the state of Florida. That tells me that people are looking for change.
Yes. You know, and I mean, for the first time ever, we have managed to flip to a Republican state. And that tells you about all the people that are fleeing from these blue havens, New York and California and Chicago. You know, they're all coming to Florida because Florida represents freedom. But that freedom stems from our ability to, one, balance our budget. We have a balanced budget amendment in the state of Florida that requires that we go through and make sure every single year that we are spending as much as we bring in, and we've got plenty in reserves. And there's not a penny that goes over. So the thing that I always tell people is we can't run our businesses the way the government runs their books. We can't run our personal finances that way. We would all be in jail. So why is it acceptable for the federal government to use taxpayer dollars with no consequence? I think in the 118th Congress, when Republicans take the House back, not only will we be tackling the tough issues and putting more money back in people's pockets and getting inflation under control and cutting with all this ridiculous social engineering, social justice warrior nonsense, but we're going to actually be doing the things that politicians in Washington have been talking about for a long time and just haven't had the gumption to do. That is what I think the American people are yearning for, is that accountability, because there's been a whole lot of talk, not a lot of action, and certainly not a lot of consequences for those that go around the law.
All right, Kat, we got to leave it there. Always good having you on the program. I hope you and the family have a great Christmas.
Hey, thank you so much, Todd. And our thoughts and prayers are with all of your listeners in Kentucky and the surrounding areas that were affected by the awful tornadoes.
Well
said. We're thinking of praying for you.
Well said. All right, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, folks, from the great state of Florida. We have links to all of her information over on our live show blog. She is a great, great lawmaker and a very bright future in Washington, D.C. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. Lots of great stories up there today, including a lot of video, drone footage of the storm damage that was sustained in places like Mayfield, Kentucky. And I would encourage you to check out that information. So, look, before we go to break, I want to play some audio from Chicago. Just a few moments ago, Peter Ducey was asked Jen Psaki at the White House about all of this crime, that a half a million dollar tree went up in smoke, talking about the Fox Christmas tree. And she says that the president's aware of the problems. Well, I don't think the president is aware of the problems. So in Chicago, you got this guy who owns one of these high-end Lamborghini and jewelry establishments, and he got hit over the weekend. Cut number two.
make you want to pick up and go, just want to leave Chicago because of this, honestly?
It's certainly one of my thoughts. If they can't do that, I have a place in the suburbs. The police are wonderful. There's no crime out there. People don't want to come into the city.
No, they don't. And how many businesses have we seen that are now boarded up in beautiful Chicago, the downtown, very high-end, high retail area, and people are shutting down. They're just saying it's not worth it, and it is time for the mayor to do something about it. Cut number three.
Mayor and Kim Fox have to take a firm stand. It is wrong for someone to walk in, break into a place. If they get caught, they get let out.
Now, Kim Fox is the district attorney, and to the business owners, to his point that he's making here, is that the criminals are being coddled. They're being arrested, and then they're being let right back out on the streets, which is what happened with the Christmas tree arsonist in New York City. So Mayor Lightfoot was asked about this, and here's what the mayor of Chicago had to say. Cut six.
I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores, making sure that they've got cameras that are actually operational.
So the mayor, Lesbian Lightfoot, is blaming the business owners. She says the problem is that retailers are not doing enough to protect their stores from these looters, from these thugs and thuggets and thuglings. And I think the mayor here has a valid point. And here's my thought on this. What needs to happen? Every single business owner needs to put up statements, needs to put up big posters. First of all, they need to arm every security guard in their establishment, every single one of them. Make sure that they are open carry. And they need to post big signs all over the walls. We ought to trademark this, Grace Baker. Maybe we can make some money here on the side.
Sounds good.
If you loot, we shoot. How do you like that?
That's a pretty direct, clear message.
If you loot, we shoot. And I guarantee it may take 4, 5, 6 folks, but sooner or later, these criminal thugs are going to get the message.
It can't get much clearer than that, Tom.
No. Take out a kneecap. You know, I mean, hit the nether regions. I don't know. But I'm telling you, Grace, that's the answer to all of this. It's time to stop coddling these criminals.
I do agree with that.
And Mayor Lightfoot, she said, hey, this is on the retailers.
Okay.
So I'm catching all this. You know, I posted that on the Twitter, and now everybody's coming after me. You're just a mass murderer. You horrible person, you. I'm not a horrible person, but at the same time, you're saving people's jobs and livelihoods. I mean, I hate this for the poor Lamborghini owner.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine? They had a couple of guys came in, put on the ski masks, and they started literally with a hammer bashing the displays, and they took millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. What would you tell the business owners in these cities? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I need to talk to all of our great listeners in the state of Maine. WLOB is the radio station there. What's wrong with you folks? We're getting some intel about a language guide, an inclusive language guide that teachers have been given in the state of Maine. The Reedsbrook Middle School actually allowed this to be given to students, we believe. And the language guide, they tell you what you're not allowed to say anymore. And they give you alternatives. For example, instead of saying this is great, instead of saying a person is exotic, you should say they're of mixed race, biracial, or multiracial people. All right. You're also not allowed to say the blacks or the whites. So I don't know, Grace, if you've got a bunch of people and they're standing together on a street corner and you say, oh, look at the whites over there. You're not allowed to say that. You're supposed to say black people or white people.
Oh.
Now, if you are, and I didn't realize this, but apparently Maine has a large indigenous peoples population. But you're not allowed to say Maine's indigenous peoples. You're supposed to say the indigenous people of Maine. What is the difference?
I can't keep up with all of this.
Oh, you're not allowed to say blacklisted or whitelisted anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's a big no-no. You have to say block list, safe list, or allow list.
Again, I can't keep up with all this. They change it every day, so.
Oh, you're not allowed to say. You know how you do AD or BC?
Like, yes. Before?
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Why?
Because that's Christian. It's related to Christ, before Christ.
Okay.
After Christ.
Ay, ay, ay.
You're not allowed to say Christmas break anymore. You can only say winter break. You can't say mentally ill. You have to say has a mental illness. You can't say off his rocker. You can't say
goodness.
Looney Tune. Nut House. Well,
what's the saying you like to say? Cheese slid off his cracker.
Oh, the cheese done slid off his cracker. There I don't think we can say that. Front porch lights on, but nobody's home.
Yes.
Elevator doesn't go up to the top floors.
Oh, gosh.
I can go on. Oh, you can't say, hi, girls. Hi, guys. You have to say, hi, all. Hi, folks.
That sounds like a northern thing, you know, how we say y'all and they say you all.
You can't say niece or nephew. You have to say nibbling.
Oh, ew, that's creepy.
What is that? Sounds like something that CNN producer did. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back, folks. Wow. Whatever you're doing right now, stop, and I want you to go to our website, go to Amazon, and order a copy of Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. We're hoping this week to hit the New York Times bestseller list, and so we need your help this week. So we want you to go and get yourself a copy of Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And it makes a terrific stocking stuffer. This book is inspirational. We have some hilarious stories. You are going to laugh. You're going to be inspired. We have some great recipes. And the reviews are, believe it or not, we have 5-star reviews on Amazon, which is very unusual. Governor Mike Huckabee says it's a buttermilk biscuit for the soul. And so we want you to get yourself a copy, Amazon.com, or you can go to ToddStarnes.com and I will personally autograph a copy of the book just for you. Grace, what's wrong? You look like it sounds. Did you have a bad call? Did we get an angry caller?
Look, most of our listeners are very, very nice, but you occasionally...
We have the best listeners in America.
Well, that goes without saying.
The world.
But there's occasionally somebody out there who just likes to call and stir up trouble.
Oh, dear.
So I just dealt with one of those.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Well, basically, I've had this caller call in multiple times, and she's one of those who wants to call in and preach at us. But she doesn't want to actually talk to you. She wants to complain to me.
To you.
Like I'm her therapist.
Right.
And then I say, you can talk to Todd about this. And she says, no. I say, okay, then have a nice day.
Why? Well, what's she upset about?
Well, she was upset today that you call Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you call her Lesbian Lightfoot.
Yes.
She said that's a very bad thing because it's basically even making fun or even bringing up lesbians is dishonoring God.
Well, we're not.
Just in short,
you know what? We're not making fun of her. She actually ran on the platform of being a lesbian. So we have an obligation to at least convey that, because I don't want to disrespect the Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot by saying that she, by not acknowledging her sexual orientation.
Well, the argument here was don't acknowledge it. And I said, well, I would love to put you on air and talk
right.
to God about it.
But then the radical LGBT activists would be coming after us because we did not recognize Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot's achievement of being the first lesbian mayor elected in Chicago.
Sure. That's a good point.
We just can't win with
something. No, you can't. It's just one of those. I just get tired when they call again and again and again.
Well, we're more than happy to put these folks on the air with us.
Oh, yeah. I tell them.
What else did she say?
Well, the other day she told me that God was mad at us because we didn't speak Hebrew. I said, yeah, what were you saying earlier? The cheese done slid off her cracker?
Cheese slid done off the cracker.
Yeah, thank you. That's pretty much what I felt
like.
Wait.
So she's upset because we don't speak Hebrew.
That we can't read or speak Hebrew. I personally cannot. But yeah. That, you know, and I say, well, I go to, you know, church on Sunday. And I read my Bible in English. She says, well, how do you know that's really? I'm like, look.
But why do we?
That's getting down to just, I say, I don't think God's sitting up there going, man, that Grace Baker, she doesn't speak Hebrew. I don't
know. I'm not sure if we have any radio talk show host in America who speak Hebrew.
I know there's some people out there who do, but it's a very rare thing.
Is it kosher?
Is it kosher?
See what I did there. Oy vey. Oy vey. You just can't win. So the lady won't come on the air.
Nope, she won't.
Well, all right. Well, there's not much we can do, but you should send her a bill for therapy, though.
I know. I've thought that before with the people like her. I'm like, you know, I feel like I should just be a separate, you know, Words with Grace. Just talk with me.
Oh, that'd be a great book title for you.
Mm-hmm.
Words with Grace. See,
Words
it has a
with Grace.
Double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Grace. So hang in there.
Almost through Monday. It's all good.
You folks, be nice to Grace. She's going through a lot. She's got to deal with a lot here. Hey, she's not your personal therapist.
Please. Yes, that's a PSA right there.
I love it. We can do something with that. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This story from Pennsylvania, Chick-fil-A. A Chick-fil-A owner, and Caleb Park is the author of this great story, over on ToddStarns.com. A Chick-fil-A owner in Pennsylvania decided to do something nice for her employees this Christmas. Amy Hernandez, she is the owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A in Robinson, which is in Pittsburgh. She gave her workers a car, $1,000 in cash, Steelers tickets, and lots of other high-end gifts. Hernandez said that she spent the full year thinking and planning about ways to celebrate with her staff and honor them, especially with all the shortages and things of that nature. So she held a Christmas party with a raffle for the employees to win a gift. And I just think this is a pretty awesome story. Again, it's not because she had to do this. It's because she wanted to do this. This was really part of this effort to honor her workers. Now, you know, there are a lot of people on the left who are all about socialism. They want to redistribute the wealth in America. They want to force business owners to go out there and do all these things for their workers. They want them to do that. But that's not American. That's not an American concept. That's not about capitalism. That's not about our U.S. Constitution. Now, you should be able, you know, again, as a person of faith, when we do something for our workers here in the company that I own, we do that to honor those workers. I do that because that's an outpouring of who I am, not because the government's telling me to do it. So God bless this great lady from Chick-fil-A. And I think that is an absolutely terrific story. Not so terrific story. We've got a guy out there. This guy is an author, and he's a black guy, and he's very upset with all of you white people. And I want you to listen as this guy on public broadcasting is talking about how to off the Caucasian persuasion.
I'm a big Dungeons & Dragons person, so I went into advanced world building of what that race war could look like. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, no, maybe just like half a page. Mm-hmm. It was ultimately just trying to take the state of the world to its logical conclusion. If we all have to sort of exist in this common land together, and we can't get along, and we can't heal, and we can't try to understand each other, if it's always going to be us versus them, define the us, define the them, however you want, then, you know, I guess I was wrestling with the question that isn't the end result of that just all-out warfare, like Game of Thrones-style warfare? And what does that look like? And I lived in that sort of a straight thought for a few pages. And it was disturbing to write, too, because I'm not a violent person. I love all my white friends.
Well, for people who haven't read the book, you write about, you say, I'll when this race war hits its crescendo, I'll gather you all into a beautifully decorated room under the pretense of unity. I'll give a speech to civility and all the good times we've shared. I'll smile as we raise our glasses to your good white health while the detonator blinks under the table, knowing the exits are locked and the air vents filled with gas. I mean, that's... I'm a Jewish person, and grandparents survived the Holocaust. I can't tell you how it felt to read that sentiment. And I wanted to say to you that I'm so sorry that your experience of the world made you feel that way and made you feel compelled to write that.
There you go, folks. The author, a guy by the name of Ben Philippe, he was doing an interview with the CBC, that's a Canadian broadcasting company, about a book he wrote about trapping white people in a room where they would be blown up and gassed. And it was rather extraordinary to hear this clearly leftist broadcaster being left speechless by what she heard. I mean, this is a big deal. When you have people out there, and when you, again, and my next book will be coming out in September of next year, and writing about the future of race relations in this country and where all of this is going, and when you put those puzzle pieces together, and we talk a lot about puzzle pieces on this radio program, it tells me we are heading into a very dangerous time in America where it is okay to openly discriminate against white people. And I suspect it'll be openly acceptable to discriminate against Asian American folks and Jewish people. I mean, Christians and Jews, there are great big targets on both of our religions. We've got to stand together, and we've got to speak out, and we've got to condemn this kind of nonsense. And we have to stop giving a platform to this in our public and taxpayer-funded universities. Got to. All right, we need to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show at the Liberty University Studios.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
With us. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Tina in Georgia, WDUN, the great radio station. Hey, Tina, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I agree with your idea that Christians whites and Jews are being targeted, but the other group that has a major target on their back is black conservatives, I think.
Oh, you know, Tina, that is a terrific observation. I think you're right there. Definitely black conservatives or black Republicans are facing incredible persecution, mostly at the hands of white liberals, racist white liberals.
Yep. And, you know, Malcolm X said that the biggest threat to the black community is white liberals.
I would agree with that, Tina. And, you know, we look, I know in Georgia, you guys are dealing with this. Here in the Memphis, Tennessee area, the progressive blacks control this city. It is almost a dictatorship here. And what they have allowed this city to become, Memphis, a beautiful city, great culture here, and they have turned it into a war zone. And we're beginning to see pockets within the black communities of people rising up and saying, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We don't want our kids to have to live inside their, you know, their bulletproof homes. You know, we want our kids to be able to go to the park, to go to a good school where they can get an education. They don't have to worry about getting shot. You know, we want a community where our families are going to be safe. And I think that's what it's going to take. You know, I think finally people are beginning to rise up in the black community and say enough is enough.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's great.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too, Tina, because that really is the American dream. And I, you know, God bless President Trump, because he went out to the black community more so than any other Republican president aside from Reagan and said, what do you have to lose? You know, right. You have been screwed. And honest to goodness, up until that point, I think the black community had been screwed not only by the Democrats, more so by the Democrats, but also by the Republicans who didn't want to engage the community. And Trump came back and did something about that, and they honored him by giving him more support than any other Republican in recent history.
Yep, they listened to him. That was probably the first conservative they ever listened to, really, besides Reagan, like you said.
Tina, that is a terrific point, and we appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. As a matter of fact, on the radio station I own, KWAM, we just launched a weekend show featuring a black conservative talk radio host, a former English teacher, an investigator with the court system, and a pastor. The guy just has a wonderful resume and lives in a neighborhood in Memphis that was once it was a suburb, Whitehaven, Tennessee, and now it's really been devastated by crime and poverty. But again, here in Memphis, and people don't like it when I point this out, but just a few days ago, they announced the top 12 the most deadliest cities, and these were cities that had already surpassed their murder rates. And you know what's interesting, Grace? I was going through and looking at all these cities. Every single one of them controlled by Democrats.
Yep.
But their crime rates, you know, they were talking about, record-breaking murders.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about numbers in like around 100, 150. We're knocking on the door of 300 murders in this city.
Goodness.
Even the hip-hop guy, the rap guy, was Young Dolph. They still haven't figured out who killed him.
It's terrible.
No, they have not. And so anyway, we've got his name is Dr. Fred Tappan is his name, and it's a great show. And if you haven't, if you should go on the KWAMRadio.com website and check out his great show. But it's going to take all of us together. And I will say this, the Democrats were very successful in convincing the black community that Republicans did not care about them, and Republicans did a very good job of affirming that notion. And we got to stop it. We got a country to save, and it's going to take all of us. Black, white, brown, doesn't matter. It's going to take all of us. And we cannot allow anyone to divide us along racial lines. We just can't do it. And that's on you and me. We just have to make a commitment to do that. All right, 844-747-8868, that is our number. Folks, I know many of you doing your Christmas shopping already, and I want to encourage you to check out MyPillow.com. Our friend Mike Lindell has created a site just for us, MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you're going to be able to get the best prices ever on MyPillow products, including the classic standard MyPillow, normally $69.98. You're going to get it for $19.98 with my promo code. They've got the Giza Dream Sheets. They have the towels. They have the slippers. They have the MyPillow Doggy Bed. Over 150 products. And they're all incredible. all of them are just absolutely wonderful, and I want you to make sure that you give your loved one a gift they will love. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes, and you're going to get those great discounts. You can also give them a call, 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939, and be sure to use that promo code Starnes. Grace, I noticed that hardly anyone ate lunch today, because we're having the big Christmas dinner tonight.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, you gotta gear up. You gotta prepare yourself so you can take full advantage of the menu.
Oh, we're doing it's gonna be great. We're not going down to Applebee's.
And no.
Nothing wrong with Applebee's. We love Applebee's. We're going down to the Ruth's Chris.
Yes. It's very good. I'm super excited.
Nothing is better. You know, it's great when they bring the steak to your
yes.
table, and they're telling you, pardon me, sir, but you know, the plate is like 500 degrees. If you touch it, your hand will turn to ash.
Yes.
So you're just, and the sizzling with the butter.
I just want to say, if anybody tonight orders a well-done steak, I got to have a talk with them. That's right. Ruining the meat.
We can make that happen.
Ruining the meat. It's at least got to be medium. Right. Come on.
Wow. Already triggered.
Maybe Jeez, medium well done. Got to see some pink
just
in
enjoy
there.
I just want the sweet potato casserole. That, woo. My goodness, that's good. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day. If you're down at Ruth's Chris in Memphis, drop by and say howdy. Get out there and, folks, be sure to pray for the folks in the Midwest and the South. We'll see you tomorrow.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.